Blog Talk Radio.
Like the summertime and the wintertime, the perfect time to put the top down on the ride. Cruising for malls that ain't filled up with these long lines. It's palm trees, feel the breeze, but the day and night. Everybody trying to buy like it's Black Friday, like they don't mind. But this is the season for giving. But California living makes it that much better, right? I was on the East Coast for a year, and ain't no way you see me on the beach this time of year. But now I'm back home, Santa Claus hat sipping on my dome. West Coast, that's the throne, oversee it like a drone. Yeah, but the city ain't all I know. Class canceled cause there's snow. Back at Howard, I would know. But this is my California, hey. And this is Christmas around my way.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for rocking with your girl, none other than your host, Tanisha Davis, here on Stardom 100 Radio. It has been such an amazing, amazing, amazing season on Stardom 100 Radio. Before we get started, I want each and every one of the listeners to please go and subscribe to Stardom 100 Radio now on iTunes. Also, be sure to follow us on iHeartRadio. Again, I'm so, so super excited. We've had a really, really great year. So tonight, sadly, we're wrapping up our podcast season, our second season. But don't be scared, you know, don't be worried, don't be sad and all that good stuff. You know, you still can go and keep up with us and catch up with any of the exclusive interviews that you may have missed, our dope topics. By, again, following us on iHeartRadio and subscribing to us on iTunes. That's Stardom 100 Radio, STARRDOM 100 Radio. Again, this has been an awesome year. Like, really, I give all praise and honor to God because He is who has made this year so amazing. You know, I'm so grateful for all of the amazing people who have been on the show, who have rocked with us, all the actors, all the talented artists that have been on the show. This has really been a really blessed season. And it's truly encouraging to be able to be in the midst of so many great, talented individuals, and to hear them share their stories with us, it is just beautiful. So I'm super, super excited that we had the pleasure and the honor of having so many great people on the show. I mean, just last night we had motivational speaker Trent Shelton. Earlier yesterday we had comedian Philip Hudson. We've had so many amazing, talented people. You all, like I said, be sure to go and just do a recap. Be like, hey, let me go catch up and see who else has been on the show this year. Like I said, it's been truly a blessing, and I'm so excited. I don't know about you all, but I am super, super excited to see what 2019 is bringing for Stardom 100 Radio. I mean, you know, I just think it's going to be a lot of dope stuff kicking off, and I'm looking forward. I'm truly excited. You know, going into the new year, everyone has a New Year's resolution. You know, you have all these plans for what you're going to do for the New Year's. And I'm just super excited that, you know, we're on iTunes, we're on iHeart, you know, we're making so we're just doing bigger things, and I'm super excited about that. So shout out to iHeartRadio, shout out to Apple, iTunes, you know, for rocking with us. you know, and thank you to all of the amazing listeners. Like, thank you for tuning in, because, of course, this show could not be possible if you all were not tuned in and listening and supporting us. So I'm so, so grateful. So, again, thank you. I'm truly honored that you have been tuning in with us all year, to each of these amazing interviews. And next year we're just going to do it bigger and better. So I'm super excited. You know, again, be sure to go and subscribe to our iTunes page. Leave a rating, leave a review. Let us know how we're doing. You know, let us know what you think about the interview. You know, we want to hear your thoughts. We want your feedback. You know, this is a podcast that's dedicated to the people. You know, we don't want to just be making it all about us. We want to know how you all feel as well. So, again, you know, I just wanted to say thank you, you know, for rocking with us for the whole year, 2018. And look forward to 2019 because it's going to be dope. It's going to be really, really, really dope. I mean, we're going to have a lot of new faces, new talents on board. So you definitely do not want to miss it. You definitely want to stay tuned to keep up with what we have going on. And I'm just happy, you know. God has been really good. He really has. He's been really, really good, you know. And you can't help but just be grateful and at the same time humble, you know, such a humble spirit. And in all things, be humble. You know, never, never get beside yourself. Never get to the place where, you know, things start to go to your head. You know, always stay humble. You know, always keep a humble spirit about anything that's happening in your life, you know. And you can be happy. It doesn't mean don't be happy, don't be excited and whatever. Just stay humble, you know, humble about it. Because what I've learned is that things can be taken away from you in a matter of seconds, you know. So during this holiday season, just keep a humble spirit. More importantly, reach out to some of your friends, your family that you haven't talked to in a while, that, you know, that you haven't heard from. So much is happening around the holiday season. Suicide rates are the highest, you know, around the holidays because people are depressed, they're going through, and, you know, you just never know what someone's dealing with or what they have going on. People have their bills are behind, you know, just all kind of issues. So, like, call someone, check on them, see how they're doing. If you haven't talked to them in a while, just hit them up. Be like, hey, just call to check on you, see how you're doing, you know, because it's so important because so much is happening, you know, in our society. And sometimes it's because this can be such a selfish generation, you know. Sometimes we just think about ourselves. It's like, if it ain't about me, I'm not worried about it. You know, sometimes people have an attitude. If it ain't got nothing to do with me, I ain't worried about it. But, you know, you do need to be worried about other people. You do need to be concerned about other people. So this holiday season, go check on someone that you haven't talked to in a while. You know, if it's a cousin, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, somebody, grandma, definitely your grandparents, go check on them. Make sure they're okay. Rest in peace to my great-grandmother. And, oh, my God, that was my world. You know, wish I could go visit her for the holidays. Wish she was still here, you know. So if you have grandparents, you know, God bless you. Please go spend some time with them. Absorb some knowledge. Get some of that knowledge they have. You know, take it in. And going into the new year, you know, I know we, like I said earlier, we always set these goals. We have these goals, and there's nothing wrong with these goals. But make sure that you're setting obtainable goals, goals that, you know, you can go ahead and knock them out, you know, like more so your short-term goals. Go ahead and be realistic and keep it real with yourself. You know, sometimes we set goals and we know we don't have no intentions of fulfilling them goals, but it sounds good. It sounds good. It sounds real good. But, you know, but anyway, no, I'm not trying to knock y'all goals. You know, if you want to go visit the moon, you know, if that's one of your goals, go do your thing, you know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, no, you know, set goals for yourself and just make sure you achieve them. You know, try your best, because we'll give it 24 hours in a day. We can knock these goals out that we're setting for ourselves. We can achieve so much with 24 hours in a day. So, like, you know, make it your business to just go super hard in 2019 like you've never went before. You know, like, I already wrote my list of some things that I'm going to do. So, and no, I'm not going to share my list with y'all. I'm not going to let y'all know. But, no. I've already wrote my list, so you all, like, go hard for the things that you want to do. If you're trying to lose weight, man, go lose that weight. You know, take it a step at a time, but knock it down. You know, change up how you diet it. You know, if you planning to be at the freaking BET Awards next year on the red carpet, you got time. You got time right now to make that happen. Put your money to the side. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and make it happen, because you can do anything you put your mind to. You know, if it's something you really, really want to do, you can do it. You can make it happen. You know, it's all about keep going. Don't quit. Don't give up. You know, we hear it said so often, but it's the fact that you just have to keep going. Like, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't give up on yourself, you know. And it gets hard. Especially for my entrepreneurs, oh, my God. Oh, it is so hard sometimes because you don't always have that support, you know, or maybe you don't see the support. Let's say that. Let's say you don't see the support. You know, you may not have the likes. You may not have as many people buying your product. You may not have that many people tuning in to your live videos and so forth. So you feel like, man, nobody's paying me any attention. It sucks. I'm about to give up. I'm done. Back to the 9-to-5. You know, keep going. Keep going. Because eventually it's going to pay off. You know, you can set a destination and you'll get there eventually. It may take some time. You may have to stop on the road and get gas. You may have to stop and use the bathroom. You may have to stop and get some snacks, you know. But eventually you're going to get to your destination if you keep going. And that's what life is all about. It's a journey. We all have all kind of little things that kind of come and get in our way while we're headed towards our goals. But don't let those things hinder you. Don't let those things stop you. Keep moving forward. Don't let anybody stop you from obtaining those goals that you set for yourself for next year. You know, don't procrastinate. Like, I know I've been guilty of procrastinating at times. So don't procrastinate. You know, push yourself. You know, if it means getting up early or going to sleep a little later, push yourself to achieve your goals. If you can go give someone 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, whatever your shift is on a job, you can give 8 hours to yourself. Because, again, there's 24 hours in a day. So that means you have a lot of time, you know, to invest in yourself and in your dream, you know. Also, a really great site for my entrepreneurs who need work done, maybe you don't have the time to do some of these things, go check out this site called Fiverr, F-I-V-R-R, I believe. I believe it's F-I-V-R-R, F-I-V, I think it's F-I-V-E-R-R, I'm sorry. Go check out that site. They help you with logos. They help you if you want to just create maybe a video for your brand, you know, to little small things to help you promote your business. It's a really, really great site to go check out. So that could kind of help you out as far as eliminating a little bit of the stress that comes with trying to do everything yourself, because some of us, we're our own team. You know, it's like a one-man band. We do everything, and that can be stressful at times. So, you know, pay a little money here and there, and get things taken care of that you need, whether it's getting a website built, getting an app made, whatever. Go check out that site, Fiverr.com, and get that taken care of. So that's just a little tip to help out my entrepreneurs who are just overwhelmed with trying to do everything by themselves. So, again, whatever you do, just keep going. You know, don't give up on yourself and stay encouraged, you know. Remember to love yourself. Love, love, love yourself. It's so important to love yourself. I know sometimes we get so caught up in caring about everybody else and we forget to care about ourselves. So take a little time out to love on you, you know, so give yourself some time throughout the day to just love on you, whether you go meditate for a few minutes, do some yoga, go running, whatever. Take a little time out for yourself. You know, don't spend so much time dedicating so much of you and pouring so much of you into everybody else until you're practically empty. You know, give yourself some time to refill, to be able to be the best you that you can be. You know, don't wear yourself out. And also to the parents, I know Christmas is coming and y'all stressed out. Stop it. Stop it. Do not stress yourself out for the holidays. You ain't got it, you ain't got it. And trust me, that child will still be appreciative of whatever you get them. You know, if you raise them up right, let me say that, if you raise them up right, they will be appreciative of the gift that you get them regardless. You know, if they don't get that $300, $400 game, that they want or that they see being advertised on TV, I'm sure they'll be just as grateful for the little $70, $80 game. So don't stress yourself out. I know sometimes we as parents, we tend to just go nuts, you know, during the holidays, and people get in debt, and, you know, you got to pay all that debt back. Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take it easy. Don't stress yourself out. And for the single moms out there and single fathers as well, you know, I'm not leaving you all out. If you're in a season where you don't have it, you know, you don't have a job right now, your bank account's on low, very low, you know, you just ain't got it, you know. Maybe this season was not a good season for you. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you wanted to get your kids something, but you just don't have it. Do not stress yourself out, okay? Take some time to talk to your kids or reach out to family members and see if maybe they can help you out with getting gifts for your kids. But if no one helps you out, if all you got is you, honey, just talk to your kids, pray, and trust God, because He is a God of miracles. You know, He is a God of miracles. I want to share a brief testimony, and then I'm going to let you all go, you know, because I know that you're tuned in and you all probably have things to do. But I want to share a testimony, and like I said, this is for single moms, single dads right now who probably don't have a job and you're stressed out. Again, like I said, God works miracles. A long time ago, some years ago, I'm a single mother. So I was in a situation where my lights had got turned off. My lights had got turned off. And we're talking a week before Christmas. Christmas is coming. My lights are off. I don't have a job. So this is like a really, really rough patch in my life. I didn't have a job, and my lights had just got turned off. I had managed to borrow $100 from a friend. And so I'm at the power company, and I'm like, hey, can you all turn the lights back on? I have $100. Christmas is coming in a week. You know, I don't want to be in the dark for Christmas with my daughter. And so the lady was like, I'm sorry, man, we got to have the full payment. If you don't give us the full payment, I'm sorry, we can't turn your lights back on. And so I'm like, ma'am, can you get a supervisor? Can you get someone, you know, because I have 100. you know, and I know my bill is this amount, but I really, you know, really need my life back on because Christmas is a week away, and I don't want my daughter, you know, enjoying Christmas in the dark. So the lady was like, I'm sorry, I just can't. So at this time, I'm emotional because I'm thinking, what am I going to do? My daughter is going to bring in Christmas in the dark. It's going to be cold. What am I going to do? So let me tell you how amazing God is. That's why I said don't stress, because God is a God of miracles. While I'm standing there in line, tears coming out of my eyes, I'm holding this $100 in my hand, my fist is balled up, I'm just like clueless, you know, as to what's going to happen next, you know. And as I'm about to leave the line, a lady comes up, white lady comes up from behind me, and she says, how much is her bill? She tells the lady, how much is her bill? So the lady tells her how much the bill is. And so she says, I'll pay her bill so that you can turn her light back on. She says, I paid the full amount that she owes on her light bill. Will you turn her lights on today? And so the lady said, yes, yeah, we'll pay. By this time, I'm looking like, oh, my goodness, I'm super shocked. Like, my eyes are running in tears, you know. I'm like, super shocked. I'm like, oh, my God, you know, who is this lady? Where did she come from? And I'm looking behind me. I'm seeing people's faces are, like, in complete shock, like a line full of people, and they're just staring, like, in shock. Even the lady, the clerk is just in shock, like, wow, you know. So she pulls out her checkbook, and she's like, I'm writing a check. And the lady's like, oh, sorry, we don't take a check. So I'm like, you know, like, okay, like, she's trying to pay my bill. Come on, like, you know. So she takes out a check, and so they're like, we don't take a check. Yeah, she's like, okay, I'll pay cash. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm still sitting there like, oh, my God. This lady pays my whole bill. And I'm not talking about, you know, $200 light bill. I'm talking about, like, my light bill is, like, $300-some, like, close to $400. And keep in mind, I had been out of work for a while, and so, you know, it was just crazy. So this lady pays my whole bill. She turns around, gives me a hug, and says, Merry Christmas. And I just start boo-hooing. You know, of course, you all know I'm so sensitive. So I'm just boo-hooing and thanking her. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm crying while I'm walking out of the power company. So that's just a testimony to you single mothers, single fathers out there that may not have it. You don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have it. And you're wondering, like, how am I going to make it happen? Trust God. That's my answer. Trust God, because you never know where your blessing is going to come from. You never know how he's going to do it. You just got to know he's going to do it, you know. You just got to believe that God is going to make a way out of no way. When you think it's impossible, that's when it's possible for God. Like, sometimes we just feel like we got to know how to maneuver all the time. We got to know, okay, well, this time I'm going to do that, and this time I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going to go here. No, sometimes you just got to be still and let God be God, you know. So that's my testimony to you single moms, single mothers who are struggling during this Christmas season. Stay encouraged. Hold on to your faith. I promise you God is going to work a miracle out for you before this year is over with, and even before Christmas, all right? So, again, thank you all for tuning in with me, your beautiful host, Tanisha Davis. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tanisha D. Davis. That's TanishaD Davis on Instagram. And comment, let me know what you thought about tonight's episode. Thank you again for such an amazing season. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes and follow us on iHeartRadio. And from me to you, your family, I'm wishing you a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. And we'll be tuning back in with you all the first of the year. Later. Go. 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 Go.